For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, let's talk about the theater in the Western New York, Buffalo area, but sort of
for
in...
For a change?
Yes, for a change, but in reverse order, we're going to start with the closings.
Okay.
So, folks don't have much longer to go see In the Heights.
Closing Sunday, and this is Lin-Manuel Miranda, who also wrote Hamilton, Broadway's biggest hit. It was the show that brought him to prominence about a Dominican family in the Washington Heights area of New York. It all takes place in one day. It is a wonderful, uplifting family story.
And the music changes up a lot, too, which is one of my biggest complaints with many musicals. The composer sort of gets locked into a style, and that's all you get.
They all sound the same. Everybody wants to sound like Sondheim, right?
But, right, but you know, nobody can except Sondheim.
Right.
But In the Heights, a lot of different styles. Very
absolutely
entertaining. Now, you saw Carrie the Musical, which has sort of a checkered history on Broadway.
It's one of the most notorious flops in the history of Broadway. It had even a difficult time when it originated in England, and Barbara Cook almost got decapitated with a set piece and backed out of the Broadway production, and in comes Betty Buckley, and it lasted about 5 minutes. But it's got kind of a cult following for its camp qualities, a story about bullying and what would happen if we bullied a girl who had kind of a superpower.
Well, it's not on Broadway, but it is at Madai College, only though through tomorrow night, Saturday at 8. Carrie the Musical.
An earnest little production.
And let's talk about what's still on the boards. Now, here's a venue we don't talk about all that much. It's the little Rust Belt Books at 415 Grant.
It's a new venue. Rust Belt Books moved from Allen. The restaurant next door expanded, and they moved over to Grant Street. I guess it's as the city continues to evolve on toward Grant Street, Black Rock seems to be up and coming. And Brazen-Faced Varlets, feminist theater group, which had been performing in the back room at Rust Belt, moved with them. And for this show, it is the last reading of Charlotte Cushman.
That's the title of the play.
That's the play, Carolyn Gage play, a monologue. Charlotte Cushman was a great 19th century American actress, the first American-born classically trained actress with an interesting life. She was as close to an out lesbian as you could have in the 19th century. Her signature role was Romeo, which she played opposite her sister. And in this production, Brazen-Faced Varlets has pulled in their A-team, Laura Haberberger directing, Heather Fangshrud playing Charlotte Cushman, doing this reading with the theme of death shortly before her own actual death. Ms. Fangshrud does a very fine job and has a great deal of humor, and I found it very engaging.
Rust Belt Books, again, they've moved. They're over on Grant Street.
Matinees only.
A Little Night Music, famous musical by Stephen Sondheim, up at the Irish Classical Theater.
Which I thought was adorable. I just loved it.
Well, we're going to go, and we've got a couple days to make that happen because it's up through October 18th. You know, Anthony, not this week because we have a lot to talk about, but one of these weeks we do have to talk about sort of the downside of the Buffalo Renaissance. Road Less Traveled had to move. Fortunately, it was a win-win.
Right.
Rust Belt Books had to move, and it looks like it's a win-win. But
right.
As Buffalo expands, some people are getting squeezed and moved out. ART.
ART moved. BUA moved. Into Alleyway with Neil Raddus and the Alleyway Theater.
We'll have to talk about that someday.
All right. I think you just said it.
Okay.
There we go. It's the evolution of a city, and the arts move in and stabilize or revitalize neighborhoods and then get squeezed out, and that's kind of the way it goes. Even in Manhattan, they had to protect Broadway theaters as Midtown real estate became breathtakingly expensive, and they started to knock them down in the late 70s, early 80s. Those theaters only stand today because they are protected landmarks.
We have a couple of openings to talk about. One is based on an old play by Oliver Goldsmith, She Stoops to Conquer. It's pretty funny. It's been turned into a musical by Grant Golden, and it's up at the Woodbox Theater, and that's part of the Niagara Arts and Cultural Center on Pine Avenue up there in Niagara Falls. The musical is called Nobody's In.
Nobody's In. And older than that, Plautus is the source material for A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, playing at Buffalo State College in the Warren Enters Theater.
Only up through October 17th. For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.